Well, hello, friends. Thank you for joining us here on Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz, and I'm so glad to be able to share this article with all of you. It's our fitness article for the month. If you have a copy of your Advanced Magazine April issue, please turn to page 38, and that's where we're going to begin. It's a two-day article, and I do hope you'll join us for the next 2 days here, for today and tomorrow, that is, as we discuss something called HIIT training. And we'll find out a little bit more what exactly is this HIIT. And with me in the studio, I have my two friends here. First of all, to my right, I have Amanda. Hello.
Hello, Liz, and hello, listeners. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And to my left, I have Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Liz. Hi, everyone. It's very good to be here.
It's a treat to have Peter here on Advanced Radio. Normally, you're with Let's Talk in English.
That's right. Usually, I'm doing beginner topics, so it'll be fun to talk about something advanced.
Right, and talk a little faster, too.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a different group of listeners here, and it's an entirely different kind of topic. Yes. So, it's a fitness article that we're talking about here, and we are talking about HIIT, and we will talk a little bit more how to pronounce this term here. And so we will be talking about exercising because it's a fitness article. Now, do either of you enjoy exercising?
I do like to exercise. I try to exercise maybe 2 or 3 times a week. It really helps with stress, and I feel really good after I do it. But the problem is trying to start. So that's always a problem. But, yeah, I like to run. I've done a couple programs sort of like this today. So it'll be fun to talk about those. But usually I just go running or go for a walk or something like that to keep my body moving.
Okay. Yes, it's good to keep your body moving, but sometimes just getting started is quite the challenge. But once you're all warmed up and your blood is pumping, you can do all sorts of things that are wonderful and fun. Now, what about you, Amanda?
Yes, I do like to exercise. Actually, I've love exercise for many, many years, different kinds. I used to be go to aerobic classes. I used to love the combination of music and movement. I like running. I never used to like running until I had to train purposely for running, and then I started to really enjoy it. And I agree with Peter, you know, exercising is such a stress release. So I'm a fan of the chemical that exercise releases, which is endorphin.
Yes. The endorphins. There's something about endorphins. Well, obviously, it makes you feel good. Whenever you have this wonderful workout, you finish it, and obviously you're sweating, maybe you're panting, or maybe you're a little tired, but there's this feeling that you are just happy. Not because you're done, but there's a certain sense of satisfaction. And also your body feels good. Although for some of us, we'll be thinking, you mean the aches and pains feel good? But no, there's something called endorphins. And once you work out so hard and intense, it's pumping through your system and you literally feel good. And some people have a high. They actually are addicted to endorphins, and that's why they're always hitting the gym, always hitting the park and hitting the trails, because they want to pump their bodies back up and get that endorphin fix. Well, but today we're talking about a specific kind of exercise, and it's one that I, too, have done a little bit. And this is actually the type of exercise is actually nothing new. It's been around for many, many, many years, but there have been some experts that figured out how to make it work and appear attractive to the people of this generation. And basically, it's what we would say repackaged, or it's presented in a different way, and that's why it's been so popular. But if you stop to look at it, and if you were to look at the different types of things that are done to do this kind of a workout, you'll see that, hey, that looks like something I did as a kid in gym class or something like that. And it's not entirely rocket science. It's nothing like, so wow, I've never thought of that before. There's some truth to why it really works, provided that you're doing it safely. And that's one thing I get a little worried whenever I hear people talking about the latest, the newest. Because number one, there's that saying, nothing new under the sun. And a lot of stuff's just, you know, repackaged. It comes, it goes. But secondly, when it comes to exercising because you want to be fit, healthy, you want to lose weight, whatever, there are just some fundamental truths and you have to follow. There are no quick fixes. And you have to be safe about it. And as long as you follow these rules, different kinds of exercises work. And that's why some people claim exercise A works for them. And some people claim, oh no, B works for them. But they all work, provided that you do them safely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at today's article, shall we? Okay, so please follow along on page 38, the first column.
HIIT training. 7 benefits of high-intensity interval training. If boutique gyms like Barry's Bootcamp and Orange Theory are popping up all over your city, you're noticing the explosive trend of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. These fast and furious workouts feature short, powerful bursts of exercise as the key to getting the most out of your fitness regimen. And it doesn't look like the HIIT approach is going anywhere anytime soon. According to the 2013 Fitness Programs and Equipment Trends Report from the IDEA Health and Fitness Association, more than 90% of all fitness professionals are incorporating HIIT into their programs, and for good reason. HIIT is a proven way to get you fitter, faster.
Thank you, Josh, for helping us out with today's reading. Okay, so we begin with this statement here. If boutique gyms like Barry's Bootcamp and Orange Theory are popping up all over your city, you're noticing the explosive trend of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT here. Okay, let's begin with boutique gyms. First of all, what is a boutique, Amanda?
Well, boutique is usually to describe small fashionable businesses that sell a particular product or service. So they're usually a business that provides services to a certain niche.
Okay. So it's not like your open market or like your department store, because those kinds of places, they're trying to cater to as many different people groups as they can.
Right.
And so they sell a variety of stuff. You can find a variety of services available. But boutique gyms, they're not just your ordinary gyms. They specialize in certain things. Maybe they're a franchise. They offer specific programs. Or maybe they only sell classes to certain types, like women only.
Right.
Or senior citizens. Okay. Now, Barry's Bootcamp is one example. And Amanda, earlier, before the recording, you were telling me you did check out some of their stuff.
Yeah, I went to their website to see just who they were. I'd never heard of them before. And they advertise in a very powerful way. You see it in the name, Bootcamp. So they use the military theme to advertise it. They specifically do these high-intensity interval training classes. So that's their niche.
Okay.
That's why they're a boutique gym. So they only offer those classes. And everything about the marketing is using the military theme.
Okay. So you're going to be tough like the soldiers.
Yeah.
You're going to be tough like the, you know, the kind of training that the Army is, you know, always putting their people through. Okay. And then you also have Orange Theory, which is another boutique gym. And they're popping up. Now, what's popping up, Peter?
So they are opening stores everywhere. And when we say pop up, it's almost like it happens overnight. It's really quickly.
Okay. Like popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yes. Yum. Pops. Means very fast. It happens quickly. So something that happens for a long period of time to, you know, take shape, then we wouldn't use the phrase pop up. We would use something else. Okay. So basically these gyms are like, you know, it seems like all of a sudden, here's one, there's one, and then everywhere you find one. And so That's because there's this explosive trend, and I think this is a bit of a play on word. Now, Amanda, I know you love puns here. You love playing around with words here. Okay, help us out here. Explosive trend.
Okay, well, obviously explosive is talking about something suddenly in a quick movement, and trend is what is popular at that time. And actually, high-intensity interval training uses explosive movement. So they're just playing with that adjective there, you know, explosive.
Right, because it's happening so quickly. Not related to a bomb or dynamite of any sort here. Okay, so this is a mouthful we have here. High intensity interval training, or HIIT. Now, I did a little checkup. There are different ways to pronounce it, and most people just, most sites I've seen say HIIT, but I've also heard some people call it HIT. I've also heard someone say, someone called it height, and there's also heat. And so for myself, I would just probably just go with either HIT or HIIT. But basically, it's what it is, high-intensity interval training. Now, first of all, interval training is a kind of training, and there are so many kinds of interval training. And high-intensity is just one of the many kinds. And these fast and furious workouts we see, starting on line 7, they're all about the short, powerful bursts of exercise, and that's the key to getting the most out of your fitness regimen. Now, it's a combination of all these different little powerful exercises. And what exactly is regimen, Peter?
So regimen is kind of a set of rules. I also think of it as kind of a routine. It's, it's what you follow. So if you want to start working out, you're going to say, well, I want to do this. I want to do this many push-ups, sit-ups. And then you follow those that set. Then that's called a regimen. So.
Okay. Yeah, you have a program. It's established in a set way. So it's not like you're just making stuff up as you go. Its purpose is to have a certain effect, and that's why these little short burst powerful exercises are lined up the way they are, because they're all there for a reason. Okay, now moving on to the next paragraph. It doesn't look like this HIIT or HIIT approach is going anywhere anytime soon. Now, that's an expression, to go anywhere anytime soon. What does that mean?
It means it's not going anywhere.
Nice try, Amanda. Like literally with feet?
Yeah, right. Not literally. It just means that it looks like it is here to stay for a long time.
And usually with trends, they say, oh, well, it's really popular right now. But we all know that fads, trends usually come and go. But they're saying this is a trend, this is popular, but it's not going anywhere. That means it will continue to be popular. People will continue to do it even after the trend is over.
Exactly. And as we mentioned earlier, it's not anything new. Interval training has been around for many, many years. But there's something about HIIT or HIIT that it makes sense. And that's why people love it. And that's why people are willing to stick to it, because it works. And again, though, it's no mystery. It's no magical secret. There's a scientific explanation behind all this, okay? And according to the 2013 Fitness Programs and Equipment Trends Report from the IDEA Health and Fitness Association, wow, that's a long title here, okay, more than 90% of all fitness professionals are incorporating this into their programs. More than 90%! That's a lot of people. That means a lot of these fitness experts totally support this. They totally think it works, and that's why they're incorporating. They're letting their clients, they're letting the people that they're working with doing it, getting them involved in this program, and for good reason. It's proven. Okay, it's the way to get you fitter faster. Okay. Well, we're going to find a little bit more, and that's where part two of today's reading is going to be. And here's Josh.
Making the change. check out these 7 proven benefits of incorporating interval training into your exercise routine. 1. You'll break past that plateau. Your hour on the elliptical fitness rut may be to blame for that unchanging number on the scale. This form of steady state exercise is very good for developing aerobic fitness, but it does not challenge the anaerobic energy system, which is needed during intense activity such as sprinting or jumping, says Brian Sutton, a certified personal trainer and director of development at the National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM. By challenging the anaerobic energy system, you will achieve higher levels of muscular power and can potentially burn a high number of calories during and after your workout, which can accelerate weight loss. 2. You will get healthier. Science says so. If your long-term health matters to you, HIIT can help. Sutton cites studies from respected sources like the Journal of the American Medical Session, which shows that both healthy and unhealthy populations have seen positive results from interval training. How come? It improves your overall cardiovascular health, which can reduce risk of heart disease, cholesterol, and insulin sensitivity, Sutton says.
Thank you, Josh. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz, and we're looking at our fitness article for the month. Now, we're talking about HIIT, or H-I-I-T, High Intensity Interval Training, and we're looking at some of the benefits. The article will mention 7 benefits, and today we're going to cover 2 of them. We're on page 38, if you have a copy of this month's Advanced Magazine with you, and second column is where we're going to begin, Making the Change. All right, so there's 7 proven benefits, and we'll look at the first one. Line 5, you'll break past that plateau. Now, plateau, normally when it comes to plateaus, we're thinking about geography, we're talking about landscape, we're talking about that tabletop-like mountain, you know, it's flat on top, it's high up there, but once you get to the top, you realize it's flat, that's a plateau. But we're not talking about mountain climbing here. We're not talking about the great outdoors. But instead, what is this plateau all about, Peter?
Well, this first benefit is really speaking to people that are exercising. And so when they hit a plateau, they haven't improved since they started their workouts. And so they hit this point where they're just not getting any better. They plateau.
Okay. So let's assume you have these different grades or degrees of improvement, and let's say from 1 to 10, 10 is where you like to be, okay? You're shooting for 10, and you start out being a total beginner, you're at 1, and you're making some progress, you're running and running and doing your treadmill, going to the gym every day, and you progress to 2, yippee, and then you get to 3, yippee, and then you realize you're still at 3. 3 months later, you're still there at 3, you're not improving. And so you continue to stay at 3 for the longest time. That's what we call plateau, okay? And it's frustrating, especially with people when it comes to someone with goals. And, you know, you were making improvement, you were making progress, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, you're getting nowhere. It's not like you failed, and it's not like you've gotten worse or, you know, anything, but you're not doing better. And for someone who wants to get to 10, staying at 3 for the longest time is going to be really frustrating. But with this new kind of training, you can overcome. Okay, and line 6, what does it say, Amanda?
It says your hour on the elliptical fitness rut may be to blame for that unchanging number on the scale. So hour on the elliptical, being an hour on the elliptical, talking about the time. A lot of, I think, fitness professionals in the past have said if you want to lose weight, which would be to change that number on your scale, you need to do cardiovascular fitness, and usually the machines in the gym that provide that are like the treadmill, the bicycle, or the elliptical. And so a lot of people have just become routine in getting on to the elliptical for 1 hour, maybe watching TV or reading a book, and that's why we call it a rut, because they just keep doing the same thing, probably day by day.
Right. Now, again, there's nothing wrong getting on your treadmill, your elliptical, or your stationary bike, because it's good to be moving, and it's great that you have that time to do it, an hour on an exercise machine. You know, generally speaking, that's wonderful, and it's quite a commitment. But we see here in line 8, this form of steady state exercise, or basically, it's a constant. You're doing that same kind of motion again and again. It's very good for developing aerobic fitness. And aerobic, Peter, what's the definition for aerobic?
Sure. Aerobic is anything that's exercise that's using your heart and your lungs. And it increases those muscles, so mm-hmm. you learn to breathe better when you're running. I know people that don't run often feel it in their lungs the first time that they run, so they need to increase their aerobic strength.
Right. And you're working on your aerobic fitness when you're on the machine, but unfortunately it doesn't challenge what, Amanda?
Your anaerobic fitness, which is opposite to aerobic, which is not needing oxygen to produce energy for your movement. So usually it's a shorter amount of time. Usually your aerobic system kicks in between 15 to 20 minutes into exercising, whereas anaerobic is from 0 to, say, 15 minutes.
Okay. And that's what's needed during intense activities such as sprinting or jumping. Now, what's sprinting?
Sprinting is running really fast.
Okay, so it's not a slow jog. So you see people who, like, in English we say bolt, okay? Mm. The sudden dash where they're running really fast, they're sprinting, okay? And all this is a comment made by Brian Sutton. And who is he, Peter?
Well, he is a certified personal trainer, and he's a director of development at the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Okay, so he seems to be the kind of guy who knows what he's talking about. Okay, it's his line of work. Okay, it involves lots of training. And goes on to say, by challenging the anaerobic energy system, you will achieve higher levels of muscular power and can potentially burn a high number of calories during and after your workout. And what does that lead to?
Accelerated weight loss.
Which is what many people want. Okay. All right. So that's point number one. If you want to improve, and that's assuming that if you're the kind of person that's been exercising for the longest time, and you suddenly notice that you sure aren't really getting better, and you would like to see some more results, well then, this high-intensity interval training will help you. Okay. Now, point number two, what is that?
You will get healthier. Science says so.
Okay, so not just anybody, but science. We have scientific evidence. And what does it say?
Well, if your long-term health matters to you, then maybe this HIIT workout will benefit you. So there have been studies, and they say that this workout can really help you not just to lose weight, but to stay healthy.
Okay. So a lot of people are getting involved in fitness because they want to look good. They want to lose weight, and they want to be able to fit into a smaller size clothing piece. And those are good goals. It's good to have goals. But we're seeing here that it's also about health.
Right.
And if you're just thinking about, I just want to have a smaller number on the scale, well, you can actually get a whole lot more than just a smaller number. How about a healthier body? And again, Sutton here, he cites studies from respected sources like the Journal of the American Medical Session. And what does that show on line 22, Amanda?
Well, they've done studies with both healthy and unhealthy populations, meaning they've done a study with both healthy and unhealthy people,
mm-hmm.
and they've seen positive results from both when they did interval training.
Okay, and how come, Peter?
So it improves your cardiovascular health.
Mm-hmm.
Cardiovascular is talking about anything that relates to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that word, that's just talking about your heart. And why is that important? Well, first of all, everyone needs a heart, mm-hmm. but that pumps your blood. So it's really important to take care of your heart, your cardiovascular health. And HIIT workouts both improve people that are healthy
mm-hmm.
and people that are unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just for athletes only. This training program works for any kind. So any kind of any kind of a person,
mm-hmm.
you know, provided that you're doing it safely and correctly, okay? So whether you're just beginning, maybe this was your New Year's resolution for the year you want to lose weight, or whether you've been working out for decades, it works,
mm-hmm.
okay? So that's just 2 out of 7. And again, as we can see in the top, there are 7 benefits listed in this article, and we're going to find out more what the other 5 are. So, listeners, I don't know if this, if you're curious, I am. Are you guys curious? You want to find out more?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, we do hope that you won't get scared, because this is high intensity, and when something's high intensity, it is not easy. That means you have to just really just give everything you have in your body and just do it. And it's a combination of all these different little exercises, but there are results that you will be happy to see. So, again, I can't stress enough, provided that you're doing it safely, accurately, and this is nothing new.
Hmm.
And I don't know, Peter or Amanda, this hasn't scared you yet, has it?
Not yet. So far, so good.
I'm excited. I like this kind of workout, so we'll see what happens.
You enjoy pain?
Pain at first, but after a while, you
feel
better.
The gain is good.
Yeah, the gain is good.
No pain, no gain.
Right.
You often hear people say, no pain, no gain. All right. Again, we're not doing this to torture ourselves. It's because we do have goals. Okay. So, friends, we hope you'll join us again for day 2 of our fitness article. Until then, this is Liz,
Amanda,
and
Peter
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.